John 13:14, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, yet also ought to wash one another's feet." I find so many people talk ill of me for writing here and try to oppress me by calling me a Pentecost. I knew about Trinity even before Pentecost, and I have grown up hearing more about Trinity than Pentecost. But these are the people who are stuck with modern-day Indian Protestant churches where Trinity hardly gets discussed or is even observed, like Pentecost. I still remember my age of 21 or 22, when they first spoke loudly about Pentecost but not the Trinity that followed. Maybe that is the time when people in Protestant churches started subjugating to the oppression demands of the Pentecostal and independent churches as a strategy to save all those Protestant people from moving away from the congregation to their denomination. I think this is a failed and wrong strategy that the churches have used to save themselves. Unfortunately for me, I think that is the reason why all these independent groups, such as Jehovah's Witness in Australia, Daniel to AG in Chennai, and Madurai, were after me, so other independent groups across the state were after me, or the ones who call themselves non-denominational even tried using their police companionship to threaten me over the technology to chase me away from the Protestant church. When I look back at all these happenings, people always come up to me canvassing, saying that they do not like the power struggle in our churches. Well, I always tell them that I am not seeking men, humans, and their acceptance more than the God in the church and the Christian values that I am thinking of. I am aware of the personal relationship that I have with the Lord and my covenant, and I am not active in fellowship participation to be aware of these happenings. I remember recently seeing a video that went viral about one of the churches in Canada where the pastors were fighting over the distribution of communion. Maybe it is true that the congregation is also fighting for power and everyone wants to be part of the pastoral committee and other positions, and so even I hear people like in Barison stirring from the outside power tussle over Bible reading inside the church. Well, at least with me, just because people have an emotion and conversation about their known reading the Bible and appreciating them for reading well. Washing feet by Jesus for his disciples is just an act to let us know that we, as humans, destroy ourselves in this power struggle. But by washing the feet of his disciples, Jesus is not making himself a disciple, and so growing to power, position, and authority need not be denied to Christians. This is what is happening in India, and I do not know about other countries that were colonized by the British. This is colonial racialism. People in Christianity, particularly those from social backgrounds such as ours, are not allowed to remain in any job or designation, even in university education, as it was in my case that they, even knowing of my successful trip to Australia, manoeuvred through technology misuse and harassment back to India and still cyber-monitored that they would never allow me back anywhere. Since my father's death with the major income loss in the family, half of more than a decade has gone into starvation and misery, with more than half of life being nothing but miserable. And, still, they are not able to tolerate one moment of happiness or feelings of accomplishment. Why even the status quo unless there is pain, suffering, and miserable feelings? But they point at me having normal food in those times a few months and years when I got replenished. Well, this is not about me but about how people are tossed into power struggle and the suffering Indian Christian fellowship in power struggle. People do not understand the impact of colonial racialism and live by abiding by the idealism of the world, making them Christian values, or, in other words, subjugating themselves to the power of the devil.